Have your Bibles this morning, the book of Luke, chapter number 14. Amen. Luke chapter 14, we're going to begin reading in verse number 16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another man said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for these that have come. We thank you for the Word of God and ask you to help us this morning. Father, that we might be an able minister of the Word, I pray, speak to our hearts and just help us, each and every one this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Excuses. We ever use an excuse? We ever come up with an excuse? You ever sit around and just want to say, okay, now how am I going to get out? What excuse can I make to not have to go to that wedding? Or whatever. We've all made excuses. Sometimes they were legitimate excuses for what it was that we couldn't do. A lot of other times it was just because we just didn't want to. We were just looking to get out of doing. But Christ here gives a parable of a man that's made a great supper to which he invited many people to come. In our text that we read, it says there in verse 16 that a man had made a great supper and bade many and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. I tell you what, I've asked my wife a lot of times as it relates to supper time. Is it ready? How long before it's ready? And because I'm ready to eat. I have a hunger. Sometimes I'll be outside and I can smell it cooking. I'll stick my head in the door and I won't know how much longer. Different answer. Sometimes it'll be ready in a minute. Sometimes it's going to be another 30 minutes. Oh my goodness. I'm ready. God help us. We sang that song, Amazing Grace. And I believe as Christians along this journey, God, sometimes maybe we could put it this way. He lets us not just see, but amen, we get the fragrance of the grace of God. And amen, it just makes us kind of wonder how long. Amen, how long. But see, here in this particular parable, he said unto him that all things are ready. The Bible tells us that today is the day of salvation. Amen. Not tomorrow, not next week or next year, but today. We don't have a promise of tomorrow. Today. Everything that is needed for mankind's salvation has already been accomplished. Jesus on the cross, he cried out and he said, it is finished. And amen. And God has been moving upon the hearts and lives of mankind ever since to bring them to salvation. And amen, and he is preparing. He's preparing a supper. I used to When I was just a boy, probably 10, 11 years old, my granddaddy Godwin, they used to have sings quite frequently, just local groups that come in. And I remember as a boy, they had a group that came in, and every time that they came by, there was one song they was going to sing, and it was going to be supper time. They was going to sing supper time. And we're a lot closer to that supper time than we've ever been before. I was just a boy. But amen, everything was being made ready. And the calls come out, and here this is a parable. There's an invitation that has went forth. But the response to the invitation is very poor. It's very poor. Instead of coming readily at the invitation, they begin to offer excuses. Excuses. Now, probably back in the 80s, early 80s, I would say, the Kingsmen had a big song, a big hit. Amen. That was the title of it. Excuses, excuses. Amen. You know, that's the one I think where they said, you know, that the preacher didn't even shake my hand. Excuses. But one by one, they begin to make excuse. And in fact, excuses was the dominant response from those that had been invited. I want to look here this morning at a few things. And first of all, the first thing I want to notice from these responses is the popularity of the excuses. Because it says here that in verse number 18, all with one consent began to make excuses. Not some of them, but all of them. All of them. All with one consent began to make excuse. You see, excuses to the gospel invitation are not new and they're not unique. Jesus said, amen, these that had been bidden, they began to make excuses. And the excuses are popular and they're common and they are frequent. The response here of those that were bidden, that were invited here in this parable is it's very, very poor because they all with one consent. If there's one thing in society that we would say, what is the one thing that is the biggest common denominator in society, it would probably be the rejection of Christ. Because many have been invited. The Word of God has gone forth. And man, with one consent, it seems that they all have an excuse and they make excuses to reject Christ. All around the world, all in America, all over, amen, they have used and made their excuses and said that we don't want to come. So making excuses is for mankind, as it relates to religion, as it relates to Christianity, is very popular. It's very popular. I wondered about this and I thought, is this what I need to preach on this morning? And yesterday afternoon, kind of late in the day, I overheard a conversation. There was three ladies and they was off talking. They wasn't talking to me and I was busy doing what I was busy with and working and doing, and they were just talking. And I tell you what they was talking about. They was talking about why they didn't go to church. They was talking about some of the things that they believed. You know, it was just one excuse after another of reasons. And they were justified in their own minds in their excuses that they were making. And I was just listening. Because I had this thought. I wonder how this conversation will sound on Judgment Day. How will this conversation go when you're talking to Jesus? What will that conversation be like? What will those excuses be like when we're talking to the judge of all the earth? Because I know it'll be different. I know it'll be different. But they were all with one consent. They were making their excuses. Just like in this parable that Jesus had. And we see these three different ones, and all of them with one consent. They made an excuse. It's popular. It's popular to offer an excuse as to why we will not receive the gospel invitation. And see, here's the thing. God, have mercy upon us. Hell will be filled with excuses. But I tell you what else, they won't be very popular in hell. They're popular today, but then they will not be very popular. So excuses are popular. We know that. I mean, listen, before God saved you, you may have been, gave every excuse in the book. And God help us even as Christians sometimes. God called Jonah and said, Jonah, I want you to go over yonder and preach. And you know what he had? He had an excuse. I'll tell you why I don't want to go over there and preach. Here's my reason. And God, you know it's so. God said, go preach anyway. Amen. God can change our mind. Amen. He changed Jonah's mind. Jonah said he'd go preach. Now I'm going to tell you what. He didn't like it. But he went. And so, excuses, they're popular. But secondly, the priority in the excuses here. Because we read these words in verse 18. I must needs go. I can't come. Because I've got other things that's got to be done. I must needs go. There is a priority in the excuses that are offered here. And so we have a priority problem. Now I'm going to tell you right here, and this don't just relate to as lost folks, sinner folks, and the gospel, amen. But God help me, all of us sometimes have this thing of this priority problem. Things get kind of skewed and get out of line and out of priority. God has, through the years at different times and different places in my life, God has kind of had to show me and readjust so I could readjust some priorities. But there was a priority problem here with the excuses. One said, I must needs go. One said, I pray have me excused. And one just said, I cannot come. There was other things. There was a priority issue as to why they couldn't come. There was things that was more important than the call to this supper. There is, in this world, there are things that's more important to people than the salvation of their very soul. The Bible speaks to that and it asks us this question. It said, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Their priorities, they were skewed. They said, I've got to go. I can't, you know, have me excused. I just can't come. Because we've got other things that takes priority. And I'll tell you what takes priority in this life. And that is the temporary things. The things that we can see. The flesh. It takes priority over the spirit because, amen, we don't see those things that we cannot see. Those are the eternal things. But those things that we can see, that's what takes precedent and priority in men's lives. And that's what took place here with these that were invited. And they said that we just cannot come. And thirdly, we see the foolishness of the excuses. He said, I've bought a piece of ground and I need to go see it. Well, let me just tell you right there, it ain't a very good idea to buy a piece of ground you hadn't seen. I'm going to just tell you, just put it out there, you know, like that, to go and to buy a piece of ground and you hadn't even laid eyes on it. Amen. I guess in some rare circumstances, depending on what you, you know, your motivation, maybe if you own everything except this 120 acres, and if you get it, you'll own the whole. But if you do that, you already know what it looks like anyway. I know some folks that's, you know, back up here off 81 that bought some land up there, and they divide everything up in lots, and they selling it off, you know, and they go in there and they look at it, and boy, it looks pretty. Problem was, you know, it hadn't rained in 8 months. All them cypress trees that was growing around there were growing for a reason. Because all of a sudden when it rained, guess what? You ain't building no house right there. You need to know what you're getting. But he said, I got some land. I need to go see it. It's the affairs of this life and the things. And so they offer up excuses because of the things we've just got to take care of in this life. Second one. With his excuse, he had bought some oxen. He said, I need to go prove. Amen. He just wanted to go see for himself, go gratify himself and see what it was that he had bought. And he could have went and done that tomorrow. But he didn't want to do it tomorrow. He wanted to do it right now. He wanted to do it now. I'm going to say this. You know why more folks ain't in church today? They didn't want to be. Amen. Now, I understand, amen, those folks that shut ins and different things and sick, and I mean, sometimes we get to places where we can't go. But, amen, I'm talking about folks that's everything's where they do everything else all the week long except, amen, they can't come on Sunday. Why? Because they don't want to. They don't want to. And that's, I mean, that's why this man, he didn't want to. Boy, he wanted to go see those oxen that he bought. He wanted to go prove them. Amen. Oh, I can't come. Amen. Because I got a new fishing rig and I need to go see if that thing will run. And y'all all know me. I love fish as good as the next fella. But one of the excuses is we use it and man uses it to gratify this old flesh. And do what the flesh wants to do. That last fella, he just said, I can't come. Why can't you come? I got married. Oh boy. Son, if anybody went, you should have went. Amen. Anybody need to be there? He needed to be there. Bring his wife. But he said, I can't come. You know what happens in life? Family and friends can be a draw to keep us away from the gospel invitation. I can't go because of the family connections. Amen. Listen, that family needs you to go. They may not want you to go, but amen, they need you to go. You need to go, and they need you to go, so that if you accept the invitation, amen, you can invite them. Amen. And so, we see that the foolishness and their excuses. But fourthly, we see in their excuses, we see the passion in their excuses. Verse 18 again, he said, I pray thee, have me excused. There was a little bit of passion. But he said, I pray thee, have me excused. Well, I've got things I got to do. You know, it's almost as if, boy, you know, I wish I could come, but I just can't. Tomorrow may never come. We don't know how many more invitations we're going to get. We don't know. Amen. God help us. I was thinking, boy, we sang Amazing Grace. We don't know how many more times we're going to get to sing that old hymn, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Boy, I thought as I was singing, what if this is the last time I ever get to sing it? Amen. And y'all know me again. I ain't much of a singer, but I like to sing. We don't know how many opportunities we're going to give. But yet, they said here there was some earnestness. Boy, just don't understand what I have out there. I think the problem is the world don't understand what they're missing in here. What God has for His children. The blessings, the supper, the table's been spread, the grace that is sufficient, amen, the power to help and to give, all of these things God has given unto us, and He's offered them. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And with one consent, the world says, I can't come. I don't want to come. I don't have time. I just don't have time to pray. I hardly don't have time even to read my Bible. I certainly hadn't got time to go to God's house and to worship. Excuses. One after another. But see, God, in the Scripture, He calls, in the Bible, He calls men, women, boys, and girls to come. Won't you come? The offer of salvation. And He said there, He said, everything is ready. And I tell you, when I read that, I thought, everything's ready. Sometimes my wife, she'll say, y'all can come on now. But it won't quite be ready, you know. And I'll say, is everything ready? Well, I'm finished. I said, when the last place is set, and when you're ready to sit down, we'll come. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. We're pretty close to Jesus being ready to sit down. Last place is being set. And men still offering excuses as to why they cannot come. Why they will not come. And He calls yet this morning. And He says, won't you come? Won't you come? There's been a gospel invitation that's been given. We want to give you an opportunity if you need to pray, if you need to accept God's invitation. Amen, you come. That old song I mentioned by the Kingsmen, one of the things in it, it said about excuses. It said the devil, he'll supply them. Amen. If from church you stay away. Amen. The devil, he will supply them. If from God you stay away. As we sing this morning, let's all stand. While we sing, if you have a need this morning, whatever that need may be, salvation or just prayer, while we sing, you come. We're going to sing that first verse again. See, there's nothing this morning. Everything that needed to be done has been done for you to come. I hear so many people that say, well, let me take care of this or take care of that. But this morning, I mean, there may be some things you need to take care of after you come. But as we sing this first verse one more time, amen, if you have a need, you come.